Welcome to Bulletproof Hustle. I'm your host, Darnell Brown, and this is a podcast full of short, candid, motivational truth bombs to help you get out of your own way and break new ground in life and in business. Don't wait for anybody to give you permission to do what is important to you, to do what you're passionate about, to pursue your dreams. You can't wait for someone to give you permission. Many people wait around like for a sign or for things to be just right or for them to be done with what they're currently working on before they do what is probably could be their life's work, the thing that they're known for, their magnum opus. You're waiting on somebody to give you permission for that. You got to stop doing that. There was a time after I'd had my first and only job as a graphic designer back when I was 19, 4 years later, I outgrew that. I outgrew the position and there was no other position in the company that I could ascend to. And I was up here sending out resumes. I was emailing people and trying to make new connections and nobody would get back to me. Nobody would hire me. I don't even know if they looked at my resume, but it made me feel like I was worthless. Like I couldn't even get a shot. And though they probably went to hire other people. I don't know what it was about that time. And then I woke up one morning and had an epiphany after doing that for a couple weeks. The epiphany was, you know what? I'm gonna just hire myself. I'm not gonna wait indefinitely for someone to just get me an interview, let alone hire me. I'm not gonna sit around waiting for that. So I did as you do when you're in your young 20s. I bought a new car, bought a new house, had no savings, no runway, no lines of credit, and I quit that job. I put in my 2 weeks notice and I got on the grind. My girlfriend at the time, who's now my wife, she had to hold down the fort so that I could focus on getting this name out there and building this brand. She had to help out with the bills for a minute, handle the bulk of them, because at that time, I thought that that was the best decision to make. I backed myself into a corner and said, the only way out is to go forward or to break through that wall or to break through that corner. The key takeaway here is that I didn't wait on anyone to give me permission to say, yeah, Darnell, go ahead. You're pretty decent at this graphic design stuff. See if you can make it as a freelancer since nobody will hire you. That idea struck me on its own. I woke up and it was like a light bulb. That was like my light bulb aha moment. Probably of my lifetime, was that this is the next step in my journey, the next step in my evolution. And that was when I was in my 20s, and I didn't even realize it then. And I see so many people waiting on permission, you know, in various forms. Again, like that could be a sign, that could be for everything to go right. All of that I consider like waiting for permission. That's keeping them from doing what could be their big thing. And the thing that they were put here for. So the way I did it at that time was a little bit foolish and super naive. I should have had some savings. I should have had some runway, at least 6 months worth of stuff set aside, of Acorns set aside so that I could at least handle the bills. But I had to get another side job that was unrelated. I was a delivery driver, so unrelated in graphic design, just to make the ends meet a little bit. And then at the same time, I was still spending the bulk of my time trying to get my name out there. And so you can't wait for permission either. You don't have to wait for a light bulb moment to hit you. You already got the itch. You already know what you should be doing. You know where you find enjoyment. You know that you find fulfillment elsewhere. and that you could be contributing to society as a whole in a different type of way, just as an extra element of that. But you up here waiting on permission, even if it's on a subconscious note. We wait on people that we respect to chime in and give us their two cents about stuff. We research things from our friends and our colleagues before we metaphorically jump out the window or jump into the deep end. But sometimes your path and your road and your trail isn't paved yet. You're meant to be the one paving it. You're meant to go into that void. You're meant to explore new territory. That's how you learn more about yourself. That's how you learn what you're capable of. And sometimes we can do that by backing ourselves out into a corner and realizing that we could either go backward or forward, really. And so what are we going to do when the chips are down, really? You can still make educated decisions. You can still make wise choices. You can still be safe. You can still side hustle with it for a minute. You don't have to quit. But you have to be taking conscious effort in that direction. And most importantly, you have to give yourself permission. You have to tell yourself that it's okay to want these things and to go forward. Nobody can give you permission except for yourself. That means that you must trust yourself above and beyond pretty much anybody else, especially as it pertains to what you're going to do professionally or what you're going to do as a sense of fulfillment, because nobody should know you better than you know yourself. So it is both a selfish and a selfless thing that you're doing when you give yourself permission. You're trusting yourself. You're trusting your instinct and your intuition that you were already born with. Not waiting on somebody else just because you respect them more or just because you look up to them to say that it's okay for you to do it so that you can, you know, look at them if it don't work out and be like, well, they was the person that gave me this. You can't do that. Only you can give yourself permission to do what's important to you. You got to depend on yourself. You got to know yourself better and you got to trust yourself better, because giving yourself permission means you trust yourself, means you respect yourself. It means you're going to put yourself first when it comes to living a life of fulfillment. And what's more worth living than that? Unless you're a person that just has completely altruistic intentions and all you want to do is only live for other people. But we all got a little bit of selfishness in us. We all want to be loved and we all would like to be respected. So it's one of the best things that you can do for yourself is to say, okay, I got you, to yourself. Recognize that it will be a bumpy road, that you're going out into the unknown, and sometimes there's not going to be a road map. Sometimes nobody's going to drive by and you're going to be able to hitchhike and catch a lift back home. You might have to stay out in that forest for a minute and figure out how to make fire and hunt. But at least you're confident in your decision, number one. And number two, you are going to be so grateful when you come out the other side of that because of look at how dope your success story is now. Look at how interesting your life becomes and how you will inspire others as you go through that journey, as you go through that adventure into the unknown. We can't always depend on other people carving out their paths for us and saying, I'm only going to walk this path if I see footprints in front of me. You're never going to learn all about yourself and all that you could become if you live your life that way. You have to be a trailblazer as an entrepreneur, as a professional, as someone that's seeking a more fulfilled career. You inadvertently become a trailblazer. You become a trendsetter because you gave yourself permission, and not many people do that. So do it for you. And when you do it for you, you are doing it for them, because you will be a better, a more well-rounded individual, and you can show up for all of those other people and stuff that you care about. And you could be there to tell them, you know what, I finally gave myself permission. I've been living for years waiting on permission from, you know, parents or elder people. But now you're saying, okay, you know, it's time. And it's better late than never, but just giving yourself permission, see what happens. I appreciate you for listening. Give yourself permission if you need and you don't. I'm giving you permission to give yourself permission to go after that thing from this day forward. I'm giving you permission to trust yourself, to make your own mistakes, and you will, and it will be difficult sometimes. But the person that comes out the other end of that could be 20 times more than you ever even dreamed of becoming, because of all that you withstood and all that you learned on that arduous journey. That's how we do. Appreciate you for listening. Shine hard, grind harder.
If you like this podcast, show it by leaving it a 5-star rating and an honest review, and by subscribing so that you never miss an episode. Follow me on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Bulletproof Hustle, and you can find more of my work at bulletproofhustle.com. Thanks, y'all.